We've mentioned previously that the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer should ideally be done at the very beginning of the evening, straight after Tzeit HaKochavim, as soon as it gets dark, because we've got the pasuk which says that the 49 days should be tmimot, they should be complete, meaning each day should be counted as a complete day as early as possible in that halachic day. Question comes up, what about a person who davens Maariv every night at, say, a 10 o'clock minyan? So is it better that they should count Sfira as soon as it gets dark and then daven Maariv later? Or should they wait to count Sfira until after they've davened Maariv? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Tzadik Tet, where he addresses this question. And he says that we've got the principle of Tadir Vishain or Tadir, Tadir Kodem. This is a halachic principle that where you have two mitzvot to do, one which is regular occurrence and one which is an irregular occurrence, then the regular mitzvah always takes precedence. So he says that in this case you've got to daven Maariv and you've got to count Sfirat HaOmer, and Maariv is tadir, is a regular occurrence, it's something you do every night of the year, whereas saying Sfirat HaOmer is something that you only do during the 49 days of the Omer, so therefore you should wait and daven Maariv first and then count Sfira later. However, a number of Poskim take issue with this comment of Rav Moshe Feinstein because they maintain, and this seems to be the way that a lot of halachists hold, that with the principle of Tadir Shein or Tadir, this only applies if you're going to be doing the two mitzvot now. I've got two mitzvot to do at this point in time. One is Tadir, one is Shein or Tadir. So the Tadir will take precedence. Let's say, for example, I'm saying Birkat HaMazon, and it's Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh. So Shabbat is a more frequent occurrence than Rosh Chodesh, so therefore Ritzei precedes Yalev Yavol in the Birkat HaMazon. But if I want to do one mitzvah now and one mitzvah in 3 hours' time, then the principle of Tadir Shein or Tadir doesn't come up, unless perhaps I've got a choice that I need to do one now and I need to do one later. Which should I do now? Which should I do later? But if it just happens that, you know, I'm going to count Sfirat HaOmer now, I'm not going to daven Maariv now. It's under no circumstances am I going to daven Maariv now. I'm davening Maariv at 10 o'clock, so therefore it's not an issue of Tadir Shein or Tadir. Based on this, Dayan Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak Chelek Tet Simon Nun Vav, he's of the opinion that actually Me'ikar Hadin, strictly speaking, one should count Sfira as soon as it gets dark and not wait until after davening Maariv later. However, he says that perhaps there are grounds to justify the Minhag of waiting till later, which is what many people do, because according to the Siddur of Reb Yaakov Emden, and also according to the Shla, there's a notion of counting Sfirat HaOmer as part of a tzibur, or certainly Barov Am, with a lot of people there, and that's an enhanced way of doing the mitzvah, and therefore he thinks that in actual fact that is what you should do, because those are important important principles. This is again a very interesting notion, because the notion of Tumimot is really based on the Pasuk, and Rishonim say this, that you should count as a Tumimot, means counting as soon as it gets dark at night, whereas the notion of Tibun Rov Am is something which comes up in the Achronei Achronim, the Yavitz and the Shla, and why should that supersede it? But that's what the Minchat Yitzchak says. The Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Vav Simon Nud Gimel, he also says that Me'ikar Din, one should count at the beginning of the night. He justifies the Minhag. He says you can be Melamed Zechut on those who wait till after davening Maariv, because he says perhaps they're worried that If counting Sfirat HaOmer, everybody just did as soon as it got dark, people would very easily forget. And therefore, it's put till after Maariv, and therefore everybody, at least everybody's in shul together, will count together after Maariv. And that's why many people delay. But essentially, it would be good practice to count at the beginning of the evening. Rav Sternbach in Sheilot Tshuvot, Tshuvot Vanhagot, Chelek Vavsim Kufyut Dalet, also addresses the issue, and is also of the opinion that Me'ikar Din, one should count early in the evening, even if one's davening Maariv later. But he says that perhaps it's that the he maintains that the bracha of Sfirat HaOmer is actually part and parcel of the Sfira. He says, if you look at the Rambam, the end of Sof Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tumidin Musafin, he says, Mana v'lo beirech yatzai. If a person counted the Omer without saying the bracha beforehand, they yotzai. He says, why does the Rambam need to say that? You know, with all mitzvot, we know that you do the mitzvah and you didn't say a bracha. No, you've still done the mitzvah. The fact that the Rambam has to mention it here particularly is because the Rambam sees the bracha on the Sfira as being part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sfira. And that is because Sfira is not just a matter of counting the days of the Omer, but it's also a very significant notion in terms of what he calls tikkun hapagamim, correcting our deficiencies, our spiritual deficiencies. And therefore, he says it's an important notion to do this where you can, everybody will say the bracha with great passion, and that's an enhancement of the mitzvah, particularly with Sfirat HaOmer, and therefore they're good grounds to leave it also till after davening Maariv. But certainly we've seen they're good from a strict halachic perspective. They're very good grounds to say that even if you're davening Maariv later, that you should be mahadeh to count earlier by yourself, if obviously you're concerned that perhaps as a general rule you might forget if you don't count after Maariv, then count after Maariv. But normative halakha would seem to say that that would be the best thing to do. Ad kan.